This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noelle King.
Across the country, states are passing laws that deal with what happens to what you might call a person's digital estate after they die. So think email accounts and Facebook pages. As Tracy Samuelson reports, figuring out who, if anyone, should be able to access that information can be something of a balancing act.
John Ajamian was riding his bike on a perfect sunny day in the Boston suburbs when he was struck and killed by a car. He was 43.
After his death, we wanted to plan a memorial service.
Marianne Ajamian is John's sister.
He kept all of his correspondence and records on his email account.
But the provider wouldn't give the family access to the account. In addition to his contacts, Marianne wanted the financial records and correspondence it might hold.
What if there were emails in there that he wouldn't have wanted you to see?
We wouldn't be looking for correspondence, quite frankly, to pry into his life. It would be more things that would be meaningful to my parents to help them at this stage in their life.
She says as the executor of his estate, she'd have similar access to the paperwork in a filing cabinet or a diary. And so she's suing the service provider. The case is still ongoing. A handful of states now have laws to give executors or other personal representatives access to certain kinds of accounts when someone dies. Delaware just passed the most far-reaching law last month. But balancing access and privacy can be complicated. Jim Halpert is the general counsel of the State Privacy and Security Coalition.
There are sometimes third parties who've communicated with a deceased person who expect those communications to be private and don't expect somebody that they don't know to be going through the communications.
Halpert's group represents Facebook, Google, Yahoo, and others on issues like this. The company's policies vary in terms of if and how they'll give access. But Halpert suggests one compromise. Companies could share logs that show senders and receivers, but not the contents of emails. And ideally, he says, people should say what they want before they die, through their will, and by choosing an account with a policy that mirrors their wishes. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.